let me amend that statement. I think we were waiting for the author. It will be perhaps another minute. I understand Senator Atkins is on her way. Let me start. The Senate Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments will now come to order, and I will proceed with the preamble. Good afternoon. As we continue to take some precautions to manage ongoing COVID-19 risks, the Senate continues to welcome the public and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For individuals wishing to provide public comment via the teleconference service, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. I will announce it now as well. Today's participant number is 877-226-8163. Again, that number is 877-226-8163, and the access code is 5338635. Again, that access code is 5338635. As the chair, I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote hearing service or have their connections muted. We are holding our committee hearings here at the O Street building. I ask all members of the committee to be present in room 2200 so we can establish our quorum and begin our hearing. We have one measure on today's agenda, but before we hear a presentation of the measure, and again, we are still expecting the author, who will be here shortly, let us establish a quorum. Secretary, please call the roll.
Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Nielsen?
Here.
Nielsen here. Lizer? Hertzberg? Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here.
We have a quorum. Now we are waiting for Senator Atkins. And that should not take too long. And welcome, Senator Atkins.
Thank you.
We prepped the committee room. We're ready for you. So welcome. You may present your measure, SCA 10.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, colleagues. I am here today to present Senate Constitutional Amendment 10. We're on the brink of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that we have every reason to believe will topple Roe versus Wade and erode the right to abortion that was secured nearly 50 years ago, altering reproductive freedom in America as we know it. In California, we cannot stand by as women and families are left vulnerable as our highest court moves to strip away our rights and put countless people in harm's way. Alongside Speaker Rendon and so many of our colleagues, we've introduced SCA 10 to ensure the fundamental right to choose to have an abortion and to use contraception is protected in California now and for generations to come. Abortion is health care, plain and simple, and like many important medical decisions, it's a discussion between the patient and their health care provider. No judge, no politician should be in that room or making this decision. These are deeply personal choices that should be grounded in scientific facts and not political agenda. When the ability to access safe legal abortions is stolen from us, things get grim and dangerous, and I have seen it firsthand. During my time providing clinic services at a women's health center, I met a distraught mother whose daughter died after an illegal abortion in another state. Her story still haunts me. I held the hand of a woman in the Navy who had been incorrectly led to believe she could not safely deliver her baby because she had a sexually transmitted disease, or an STD. She came to us because she could not get an abortion at the Naval Hospital. She was scared, she was confused, and she was alone. And she was misinformed. We helped her understand all of her options, that she could deliver a healthy baby despite having an STD. She went home, and she went on to continue that pregnancy. But she had the information and the support that she needed. That's what's at risk, real families, real lives, and real options. I respectfully ask you to consider passing SCA 10 today. I have a number of people to testify today, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, and look forward to answering your questions and hearing your comments.
Thank you, Senator Atkins. So we will now move on to testimony in support. Let me first read the standard boilerplate. Due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chairs may institute time limits on testimony. Each side today will be permitted an equal time to be determined by the chair for today's hearing. Each side is permitted one or two lead witnesses. Each lead witness may speak for 2 minutes. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measures. Each side will be permitted a total of 20 minutes of testimony. With us today to provide testimony in person, I have Ms. Jody Hicks with Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, and we'll also be joined by Dr. Pratima Gupta with UC San Diego, listed as primary support on the measure. Ms. Hicks, please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm here representing 7 affiliates in California and over 100 health centers. I'm also here to represent part of a steering committee of the Future of Abortion Council that was a coalition of over 40 organizations that was put together in September to really ensure that California was prepared for the crises at hand. And grateful for the leadership here in California. SCA 10 will amend our state's constitution to protect abortion and contraception. And it is not just what's needed right now to meet this moment and this crisis, but it is what we need to ensure that access to essential sexual and reproductive health care, including abortion, is safe and for people in California now and also for future generations. And let me be clear, the right to abortion and the right to privacy are at risk like never before. And just last month, we all saw the leaked draft opinion. And we saw for the first time just how much the right to abortion and ultimately the right to privacy is under attack. A few extreme conservative justices in our nation's highest court do seem to be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. And to put it simply, the right to privacy is just not enough. The reality is, in the next few weeks, we are facing a Supreme Court decision that will impact over half the country, and we are talking about 26 states, over 35 million women that will be impacted and will have to travel outside of the state that they currently live in order to receive fundamental care. So we need to act now to ensure abortion remains safe and legal in California, and that important healthcare decisions are left to a person and their providers with the backing of science and evidence-based medicine and not a political agenda. This constitutional amendment sends a clear signal across the country that not only is abortion care legal and available in California, but we as a state care about you and we will fight for you. It is another step policymakers are taking to ensure people across California have the ability to make the best decision for them about when or if they want to start a family and how best to do so. And it's crucial, especially right now, we're hearing from patients across all of our health centers. It's crucial that patients feel safe when accessing essential health care that they want and need throughout their pregnancy and beyond. And this effort provides that much needed reassurance in this time of uncertainty. So thank you, and I urge your vote.
Thank you, Ms. Hicks. Now we will hear from Dr. Gupta. Welcome, Dr. Gupta. Please proceed.
Thank you so much, Chairman Newman and committee members. Thank you for having me. My name is Dr. Pratima Gupta, and I'm a board-certified obstetrician-gynecologist and a member of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists District 9, or also known as ACOG. And while it might be hard to believe with my youthful appearance, I've been a provider of abortion care for over 20 years. I'm also the parent to 2 young children. I've proudly worked all over our glorious Golden State, having done my medical school and residency in Los Angeles, a fellowship in family planning, and a master's in public health in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I currently live and work in San Diego and work at UCSD and Planned Parenthood, and I travel to our more rural centers to improve access to care. As an obstetrician-gynecologist, I fully support health, safety, and well-being of our patients by providing comprehensive medical care working to ensure that all patients can access the full spectrum of maternal, sexual, and reproductive health care options, including abortion. I provide inclusive, patient-centered care with an emphasis on justice, respect, compassion, and dignity. In that context, I'm here speaking today in support of SCA 10. Access to care should not depend on your zip code. Questions about whether and when to access abortion care should be removed from the political context and returned to the patient and healthcare professionals like me. Recently, in fact, I saw a young Asian woman, and I can still remember her sparkly phone case, who, after consultation with her mother and her partner, decided to terminate her pregnancy. I performed her abortion and gave her desired birth control. We should be proud of this care in California because this is how it should work. Our patients need us as their trusted medical information guides more than ever now. If someone calls me seeking an abortion, it's not enough for me to say, here's the number of your nearest abortion clinic. I need to say, here's their clinic, here's the number for an abortion fund in case you have any financial issues, and here's a hotline for emotional consultations and a patient navigator. People should be able to access healthcare they need without medically unnecessary barriers or restrictions, and healthcare providers like myself should be able to offer that care without interference or fear of being criminalized or otherwise punished. This constitutional amendment sends a clear signal to patients that abortion care is legal and available in California and provides much needed reassurance at this critical time to patients and providers alike. I encourage you to support SCA 10. Thank you for your time and for being leaders in California and trailblazers.
Thank you very much. Let's begin with any witnesses in support of SCA 10 here in the hearing room.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm Erin Evans on behalf of NARAL Pro-Choice California, a proud co-sponsor of this measure, as well as a steering committee member of the Future of Abortion Council. Secondly, I'm also here in support on behalf of the California Nurse Midwives Association, also a member of the FAB Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Evans.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Molly Robeson with Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California. We're a proud co-sponsor and support. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Robeson.
Cindy Hillary on behalf of the California Medical Association, also on behalf of ACOG District 9, also in support. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Hillary.
Good afternoon. Janelle Louie representing the Office of Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounoulakis, a proud co-sponsor of SCA 10. I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Louie.
Good afternoon. Lindsay Golahorn with the California Association for Nurse Practitioners in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Golahorn.
Adriana Champagne-Zamora with the League of Women Voters of California in strong support. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Zamora.
Chair and members, Beth Malinowski with SEIU State Council on behalf of our 700,000 members in proud support.
Thank you, Ms. Malinowski. Now we will move to witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of SCA 10. We'll begin now.
For those of you in support of SCA 10, please press 10 at this time. Again, 10 for support. And Mr. Chair, at this time, we have 5 in our queue.
Please proceed. Thank you.
We'll start with line 67.
Katie Van Dyne with Health Access California in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.
Next will be number 69.
Tommy Martin on behalf of Equality California in support.
Thank you. Next, please.
Number 71.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Mark Isidro on behalf of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.
Number 66.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Madeline Cooper from Nielsen-Merksmer on behalf of the County of San Diego in support.
Thank you. Next, please.
Line 74. Number 74, please go ahead. Once again, if you'd like to voice support for SCA 10, please press 10. Chair, at this time, there are no others in our queue.
Thank you. Having now heard from all the support, Let's follow the same process. Return here to the opposition. My understanding is we have Ms. Kathleen Domingo with the California Catholic Conference listed as the primary opposition witness here in the committee room. Ms. Domingo, please proceed.
Thank you and good afternoon. My name is Kathleen Domingo. I'm executive director of the California Catholic Conference. The California Catholic Conference vehemently opposes State Constitutional Amendment 10, which looks to enshrine the most extreme forms of abortion into the California Constitution. We believe in protecting every life in every stage, including unborn human life. We are extremely troubled by the language in SCA 10, which is so broad and unrestrictive that it would encourage and protect even late-term abortions, which most Californians oppose. We also fear the boundless scope of this proposed amendment, which asserts a new constitutional right to reproductive freedom but does not define what that means. This constitutional amendment, as written, will legalize and protect abortion up to the point just prior to delivery. It is distressing that so many California legislators would sign their names to legislation that allows the taking of a human life moments before birth. In this regard, SCA 10 would most closely align California with the extreme abortion policies of only a few countries, rather than those of the majority of Western democracies, which do not allow late-term abortions. SCA 10 is unnecessary. The sad reality is that California already has some of the most accommodating abortion laws and services in the nation. Already in California, the Reproductive Privacy Act declares the fundamental right to choose to bear a child or choose and obtain an abortion. There is no lack of abortion access in California. The state already funds abortion through tax dollars, with over 400 facilities performing abortions, and abortions offered by nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, physician assistants via telehealth on college campuses, and through a dozen sources by mail. SCA 10 is dangerous. The vague language creates a constitutionally protected right that is not adequately defined. Most Californians support common sense limits to abortion, not the open-ended creation of a new right without any oversight or limits for minors or for the gestational age of the fetus. And by providing extensive funding for abortion services without any corresponding equitable funding for pregnant women and mothers, the state exercises a destructive, coercive power in favor of ending innocent lives. Enshrining this amendment's language into the Constitution will extend the danger of coercive abortion to babies with unquestioned viability. The California Catholic Conference is actively opposing SCA 10 and is instead looking to partner with people of faith and goodwill who support women, children, and families. We work to expand paid family leave, priority housing for pregnant and parenting women, workplace accommodations, and other safety net services that allow our most vulnerable California parents to successfully raise children in California without feeling pressured into choosing abortion as their only option. And I ask for a no vote on SCA 10. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Domingo. Let's return to the committee hearing room. Is anybody here in the committee hearing room who would like to testify in opposition to SCA 10? Seeing no one, Ms. Moderator, if you could please poll the teleconference line for anybody wishing to testify in opposition to SCA 10.
And callers, if you'd like to voice opposition to SCA 10, please press 10 at this time. Again, 10 for opposition.
And Ms. Moderator, if you could give us a number, if possible, of the number of people waiting to testify.
Absolutely. At this time, we have about 5 in our queue.
Very good. Please proceed.
We'll start with number 70. Please go ahead.
Hi, is that me?
It
there
is.
Were some issues with the technology earlier. Is that me? Can I be heard in Senate election?
You can be heard. Please give your name, your affiliation, and your position on the bill.
I am calling to represent millions of pro-choice Californians who have had abortions to specifically for me, and we are against this proposed amendment. This is government overreach.
Thank you very much. Mr. Moderator, if you can move to the next witness, please.
Next will be number 76.
Rochelle Connor, Concerned Women for America. We strongly oppose this amendment and ask for your no vote.
Thank you. Next, please.
Number 74.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, please. Please proceed. Yeah.
Oh, great. They didn't tell me a number, so I apologize for that. Good afternoon, Chair and Chair members. My name is Sharina Latch, and I am speaking in behalf of James T. Radley running for U.S. Senate. We are in very strong opposition of this bill, SA-10. It violates laws.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moderator. Next witness, please.
Line 75.
My name is Nikki Marshall. I am a concerned citizen representing thousands and thousands of people, and I am vehemently opposed to this measure that would allow babies to be killed as they are being born.
Thank you. Next, please.
Line 72.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Buell.
And
can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Ms. Buell.
I am a resident of El Dorado County in California, and I am opposed to SDA 10. And the announcement was June 8th, and the meeting is less than a week, so that was concerning.
Thank you for participating today. Mr. Moderator, anybody else on the line who'd like to testify?
Yes, we'll go to line 77.
Good afternoon. Ruth Dawson with the ACLU California Action in support. Thank you.
Okay, we are now taking testimony in opposition. Anybody else on the teleconference line who'd like to weigh in as opposed to SCA-10? Mr. Moderator.
And once again, if you'd like to voice opposition, please press 1-0. We do have one more in our queue.
Please proceed.
We'll go to line 78. Please go ahead, 78.
Penny Harrington from San Diego County, strongly opposed.
Thank you. Ms. Moderator, if you could just query the teleconference line one more time for opposition SCA 10.
Absolutely. Once again, if you'd like to voice opposition to SCA 10, please press 1-0.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, welcome.
At this time, Mr. Chair, we have no others in our queue.
So thank you, Mr. Moderator. So thank you to all our support and opposition witnesses. We'll now bring the discussion back to the members. Senator Hertzberg.
Yeah, I just wanted to address one of the thoughts that was suggested by one of the opponents who said that this was government overreach. This is simply putting something before the voters to make a determination as to what they think of California voters should be the policy of California. It's a process, and the voters will ultimately make that decision. So I think that and it's pretty important as it's part of our Constitution. So with that, I do want to move the bill. Thank you so very much.
Duly noted. Senator Leyva, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Pro Tem, I just want to thank you for bringing this forward. When I was elected in 2014, and one of my first experiences on the Senate floor was when we recognized Roe v. Wade, and like we do every year in January. And I remember in 2015 saying, I can't believe that I'm here in 2015, and we're still worried about a woman's choice and what she can do with her own body. And now here we are in 2022, and we have to worry about making a constitutional amendment so that women in the state of California will have the right to do what they see fit with their bodies. When will we ever trust women? When will we ever trust women to make their own decisions? It's just shocking to me that we have to do this, but I'm very happy that I get to be here and be a part of it. So thank you for bringing this forward.
And thank you, Senator Levin. So for my part, I'm proud to be a co-author of this measure, which, as Senator Hertzberg has noted, will be placed before the voters as a ballot proposition. And I agree that this is an important and urgent matter. I'm proud of California as well, as we exert our leadership on this fundamental issue and affirm our commitment to reproductive freedom. Senator Atkins, thank you for your leadership on this, and thanks to the Speaker as well. Would you like to close?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Colleagues, thank you, and thanks to all of those who came to speak in support and opposition. That's what democracy is. This amendment is so important. 50 years of precedent that we have lived under my entire life, which has given women the opportunity working with their providers, their healthcare provider. That's where this decision needs to stay. I look forward to putting this on the ballot so that California voters can weigh in and validate what they have said again and again. And with that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. And we do have a motion from Senator Hertzberg. The motion is be adopted, but first be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Madam Secretary, if you could please call the roll.
Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Glaser? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye.
That bill is out 3-1. So thank you very much. Thank you to staff for your work. Thank you, Senator Atkins. And at this concludes this hearing of the Senate Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments. It is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.